It's the first of its kind conference on natural medicine convened by the World Health Organization. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says it seeks to promote the integration of traditional medicine into Western health systems. He opened the two-day conference in India.
Traditional medicine is not a thing of the past. There is a growing demand for traditional medicine across countries, communities, and cultures. Traditional, complementary, and integrative medicine is especially important for preventing and treating non-communicable diseases and mental health and for healthy aging. Traditional medicine has a long history.
He says many modern drugs today trace their roots to ancient healing practices.
Over 3,500 years ago, Sumerians and Egyptians used bark from the willow tree as a pain reliever and an anti-inflammatory. The ancient Greeks used it to ease the pain of childbirth and cure fevers. Then in 1897, the chemist Felix Hoffmann synthesized aspirin, and the drug has gone on to improve and save the lives of millions of people every day. Likewise, the Madagascar periwinkle, which is now the source of childhood cancer drugs, is mentioned in Mesopotamian folklore as well as Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine. Medicinal plants like hawthorn and foxglove have been used to treat cardiovascular disease and hypertension, and a derivative of the wild Mexican yam is one of the first active ingredients in contraceptive pills.
The conference gives a stamp of approval from the United Nations health body on practices that at times have been dismissed by Western medicine and doctors as quackery, pseudoscience, or failing to stand up to the rigors of scientific review. A 2018 study from the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology found more than 1,000 unlisted ingredients in traditional Chinese medicines, including drugs banned in the U.S. Professor John Reeder, Director of Research for Health Departments at the WHO, says the goal is to build on existing science about traditional medicine and see what does stand up to scientific rigor.
In terms of traditional medicine, you know, for some interventions, there's a lot of evidence. And for some of the drugs that have gone on to be game changers, like artemisinin in malaria, there have been good randomly controlled clinical trials. There have been standardization of products. We've been able to move this forward. And I think this is the heart of it, is that we need to treat traditional interventions with the same respect we give to other more Western medical interventions. And that means examining them closely and critically and scientifically in the same way.
In 2019, the WHO included some traditional Chinese medicine treatments into its directory of diseases and health ailments. Another traditional medicine, yoga, has been found by Western science to help with a variety of physical and mental ailments, from heart health to balance to mood. The WHO said in a statement, when scientifically validated, traditional medicine has the potential to bridge healthcare access gaps for millions around the world. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.